Well, unfortunately, the staff at Nuance were informed that the company would close its operations here in Gidor before the end of November. It was a shock, a bolt out of the blue to the workers that had contacted me. And I think, you know, it's no good time to lose your job, but particularly in the weeks leading up to Christmas, it's an additional blow for those families. Yesterday was a great day for Donegal with the announcement of Randolph's expansion and a vote of confidence in the Donegal Gaeltacht, and I'm calling on the Gaeltacht to ensure that they meet with the company, with Nuance, to see if they can retain the company here in the Gidor estate, and if not, if that can't be achieved, to ensure that there is discussions with other companies in the area, including Randox, to see if those employees that are about to lose their job can be facilitated in the expansion and the jobs that will be created next year.
And do we know why Nuance is closing at this stage?
No, Nuance is owned by an American company. It's got operations also in Dublin, and I think it's a case of more automation. And Donegal have been just suffered a blow as a result of that. It's unfortunate, and that's the decision that's taken, particularly at a time when other companies are expanding. It's the second company, obviously, in the Gidor industrial state that will have withdrawn in the last number of months. And I think that you know, we just need to redouble our efforts to try and ensure that viable long term employment is available to the area. And I think Cuthbert and Gaeltacht have shown that they're up for that challenge. If the resources are there, it'll be difficult given the cuts to the Uthers and Gaeltacht, the budget, but it can be done if the political will is there.